Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Just imagine right now that you're sitting in Memorial Stadium at the University of Minnesota. It's a crisp, bright afternoon. All around you are the loyal fans of those famous Golden Gophers. There's plenty of excitement in the air as Bernie Behrman's team lines up for the kickoff. And there it is! Yes, that's the picture thousands of fans are enjoying this fall. But there's one thing that a good many of them won't realize. The preparations for these games began weeks and weeks ago before many of us were even thinking of football. All summer long, these boys worked hard to get in tip-top physical shape. They're taught the value of good, hard training. And if you were playing on the Minnesota squad this year, one of the first things you would have learned from Bernie Behrman would be the importance of training. And training hard 365 days out of the year. Just listen to what he has to say about it. Here are his exact words. One mighty important thing every football player should know is that training helps build champions. Now, if you've got natural ability and if you've got your mind made up that you're going to go places in sports, take my advice. Start following Jack Armstrong's year-round personal training rules right away. One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Now, just listen to what Bernie Behrman has to say about Jack Armstrong's rule number three. He says, I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys, one that delivers lots of food, energy, and nourishment like that famous breakfast of champions. Wheaties with milk and fruit make a swell dish for training. Now, that's a mighty strong recommendation from one of the greatest football coaches in the country, a man who knows his facts on training. Why not take Coach Behrman's advice? Get down to business right away and train Jack Armstrong's way. That means a big breakfast of champions with all the whole wheat goodness of Wheaties for you tomorrow morning and every morning. Ask Mother to stock up on Wheaties for you the very next time she shops. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong is looking for Uncle Jim. Jack and Billy and Betty are in the underground electrical laboratory at Hudson, where Uncle Jim is working to transform matter into vast atomic power. When they entered Uncle Jim's office, they found not Uncle Jim, but a mysterious stranger who was searching Uncle Jim's papers. They captured him and tied him up, and now, while he's struggling to free himself, Jack and Billy and Betty are going into the great cyclotron rock chamber to tell Uncle Jim about it. Listen.
This way, Billy. The cyclotron is in the very center of the hill. We have to go through this door and through a long tunnel, and we come to a thick lead door which opens into the cyclotron chamber.
Jiminy crickets, Jack. They certainly don't want anything to happen if this here cyclotron ever explodes or anything like that.
Oh, they've got to be careful. That cyclotron generates hundreds of millions of volts. Here's the door to the tunnel. Betty, you go first.
Oh, Jack, it's kind of spooky in this tunnel. It's hard to see anything.
There's nothing to see except the rock lining. We go straight ahead till we come to that lead door. There's plenty of light inside the cyclotron chamber.
Jack, do you think we tied that burglar tightly enough?
I think so, Betty. Unless he's an expert at freeing himself.
You tied him up, Betty. All we did was to hold him down.
I know, but I'll bet he's wriggling and squirming and getting out of those knots this very minute.
Well, we'll have to take a chance on that. We'll find Uncle Jim and take him back to his office right away. He'll know who this fellow is.
Say, Jack, you didn't lose that letter from Uncle Jim in the scuffle, did you?
That letter from the Philippines? No, sir. I got it right here in my pocket. Here's that lead door. Lend a hand, Billy. It takes two of us to open it.
Okay. There. Jumping. Cricket jacket right in here.
Hey. Look at the long blue sparks jumping through the glass window in that huge machine.
The cyclotron, Betty. And those sparks are hundreds of millions of volts.
Is it dangerous?
Not if you don't touch anything.
Or unless the whole machine blows up, Betty. Say, I wonder where Uncle Jim is.
There he is, standing on the right of the cyclotron with somebody else. He's looking into the glass window at those blue sparks.
We'd better get him right away, Jack.
Come on, Billy, we better wait just a minute. Uncle Jim seems to be doing something very important right now.
But, Jack, the burglar, whoever he is, might get away.
We'll have to risk that, Betty. We can't interrupt Uncle Jim right in the middle of an experiment.
Look, Jack. Look what they're doing. They're swinging a lead plate near one end of the cyclotron.
They've got something smeared on that plate, Billy. They're going to bombard it with hundreds of millions of volts. See? Look at that bluish light jump across to the plate. That's a deuteron ray. It'll burn a hole in ordinary iron as if it were paper.
Well, say, they've turned the ray off now, Jack. Oh, Uncle Jim is coming this way. He sees us.
I'm going to wave at him, Jack. That's all right, isn't it?
Sure, he's waving back. Here he comes.
I wish he'd hurry. I just know that burglar will escape.
Hello, Uncle Jim. We didn't want to butt in,
Hello, Jack. Hello, Billy and Betty. What are you three doing here?
Uncle Jim, we caught a man in your office. He was searching through your papers. Everything was turned upside down.
Somebody ransacking my office, Jack?
Yes, Uncle Jim. And before that, he broke into your office at the airplane factory and went through all your papers there.
Well, I suspected this might happen, but I didn't expect it quite so soon. I wish you'd managed to catch him, Jack.
We've got him, Uncle Jim. He's tied up now. I tied him up. Jack and Billy held him down, and I tied him up. But hurry or he'll break away.
Why didn't you say so sooner? Come on. We'll see who he is. He's no ordinary burglar. I can tell you that. It's dark in this tunnel. I'll lead the way. I don't want that chap to get away until I see him.
Oh, Uncle Jim, I almost forgot. I've got a letter for you from the Philippines. It came airmail. Here it is.
A letter from the Philippines? It's long overdue.
It looked important.
It certainly is important, Jack. I'll tell you about it later. We've got to make sure this chap you caught doesn't get away. Here's the door to the main corridor.
Uncle Jim, look, there's the burglar just going out the main door.
Oh, he did get away. I was afraid he might.
Come on, Jack, we'll catch him.
You said it. We'll get him before...
Wait a minute, both of you. Jack, I want you to follow that chap, but don't let him see you. Give him a chance to get away, but don't let him get out of your sight. See where he goes and what he does next, and then come back here.
All right, Uncle Jim, we'll follow him in my car.
But be careful now. Don't let him see you. If he does see you, keep away from him. He may be dangerous.
We'll be careful, Uncle Jim. Betty, you wait here. Come on, Billy. Open the door just a crack, Billy. Give him a chance to get to that car we saw. If it is his car.
It is his car, Jack. He's getting in now.
Here, let me see. There, he's starting off. Now, as soon as he gets out of sight around that curve, we'll run out and get going. He's almost out of sight. Now, come on.
You better drive her, Jack. You can follow him better than I can.
All right, Billy. Now, where are my keys?
Gosh, I hope you haven't lost them. You didn't leave them in the car.
No. Here they are.
Oh, swell, Jack. Hurry up. He drives like a fool. We'll never catch him.
Don't worry, Billy. We ought to see him when we get around this curve.
Gosh, I hope you're right. There he is, Jack. Just passing that truck.
Good. I'll keep behind the truck for a while so he won't see us.
Oh, he doesn't seem to be driving so fast this time.
It's a good thing. I don't want to get a ticket.
Look, Jack. He's turning off on the road to the airport.
That's funny. I wonder what he wants there. I'll drop back so he won't see us. After he's parked, we'll drive in and see what he's up to.
Well, you don't suppose he's going back to search Uncle Jim's office again, do you?
Maybe. But if he does, we'll catch him at it this time.
Say, do you suppose he's going to take off in a plane?
I don't think so, Billy. Unless he has his own ship.
But he may have his own ship.
Well, if he tries to get away with that, we'll have the airport police stop him. Here's the airport road. I don't see him. Oh, yes, I do. He's just pulling into a parking place.
Gosh, Jack, we don't want to lose sight of him.
We won't, Billy. We can always spot him around the airport. But we've got to be careful he doesn't spot us.
I wonder if he knows we're following him.
I don't think so. But we'll park here anyway on the drive that leads to this hangar. Get out, Billy. But stay behind the car until we see that the coast is clear.
I'll look over the hood so he can't see me. Jack, I can't see him anywhere.
He probably went inside the waiting room, Billy. Say, maybe he came here to meet somebody.
Yeah, I'll bet you that's just why he's here.
Let's see what time it is. Say, Billy, there's a plane from the West Coast due any minute now.
A plane from the West Coast, Jack? Say, do you suppose he's got a partner coming?
We don't know a thing about him, Billy. Don't know what he's here for, what he's after, or anything. He may have a whole gang coming to Hudson.
Gosh, we may be getting into something.
Uncle Jim said he expected something like this.
I wish Uncle Jim had told us more about it.
He didn't have time. Let's walk carefully toward the waiting room. We can come up behind these hangars and then cut in behind those parked cars and get into the crowd near the gates where he can't see us.
Okay, Jack, I think it's safe now. I don't see a sign of him.
Come on. But keep your eyes glued on that waiting room door. If he comes out, duck.
I will.
We've got to be careful. We promised Uncle Jim we wouldn't let him see us.
Uncle Jim hasn't told us the least thing of what it's all about yet.
We'll find out soon enough. Now, Billy, the coast is clear. Let's cut over to those parked cars, quick.
We made it, all right. I didn't see a sign of him.
Now let's get into that crowd. This way, Billy. No one can see us from the waiting room if we stay behind these cars.
Oh, this is fine, Jack. He's not apt to see us in this crowd.
Keep an eye on that waiting room just the same. We want to see what gate he goes to when the plane comes in.
Wait, Jack. There he is now, coming out the main door. He's going to gate number 3.
He doesn't see us, Billy. We'll go to gate number 1.
If
Plane ought to be in soon.
There she is, Jack. She's coming in from the west, on the right of that radio tower.
Yeah, that's her, all right. She's swinging into the field.
Maybe he's going to take that plane, Jack.
So he wouldn't leave his car here, Billy. He's meeting somebody, I bet a million.
Here she comes. Boy, watch her taxi up the runway.
She's coming up to this gate, Billy. Watch it. He's coming here, too. Move back into the crowd more.
Say, suppose he isn't meeting somebody, Jack. Suppose he just climbs aboard.
And then we'd be sure to catch him.
Gosh, the passengers are getting out. Our man is looking for somebody on the plane, Jack. I guess you were right. He is meeting somebody.
Careful now. He may turn around suddenly.
Jack, look at that funny-looking man just getting out of the plane. The one in the checkered suit.
A checkered suit and a beard.
Yeah, I see him, Billy. Hey, he is a sight.
Hey, wait a minute. Billy, doesn't he look... Gosh sakes, Jack, it can't be, but it is. That's Blackbeard Flint. Why, I thought he was in the Philippines.
He was, Billy.
But he's here now. No mistake about Blackbeard.
Well, what do you know about that?
I know it means trouble somewhere, Jack. I never saw Blackbeard yet, but what he was up to some mischief.
Well, what do you suppose Blackbeard's doing in Hudson?
Well, whatever it is, I'll bet it's got something to do with Uncle Jim.
Billy, look, our man's meeting him. That's who he came here to meet. He came here to meet Blackbeard.
That settles it, Jack. There is trouble coming up. And if Blackbeard is in on it, that means it's positively got something to do with Uncle Jim.
They're coming this way, Billy. Quick, get to one side where they can't see us.
Okay. You bet I will. They're going to his car. What do we do, Jack?
Well, Billy, we'll follow him and find out where they're staying. Uncle Jim will want to know that.
They're getting in his car, Jack. Hurry up or we'll lose them.
This way, Billy. Keep to this side of the parked cars and they can't see us. Come on. They've started off, Billy. Let's run.
Here's your car, Jack. You drive.
Jack, imagine Blackbeard turning up again after all this time.
Yeah, and he's always managed to get us in a jam one way or another.
Billy, they're turning away from town.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Hold on, we're turning too. We'll follow them. There they are, Jack. Up the road a bit.
Why, they're turning off the road.
There's a tourist camp there, Billy. That's probably where our friend is staying.
I guess you're right. See? They've stopped in front of that last cottage.
Now, we've seen enough, Billy. We've got some real news to tell Uncle Jim. But what on earth does it all mean?
You can bet your boots on one thing, Jack. That means there's going to be something doing in Hudson, and pretty doggone soon.
Say, what does this mean? First, this mysterious stranger goes through Uncle Jim's papers, and then Blackbeard shows up. And what about that letter from the Philippines? Uncle Jim seemed to think that was pretty important. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Mysterious Stranger with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now that school has started in almost every part of the country, I know a lot of fellas and girls are getting back to a mighty pleasant custom. Yes, it's that after-school bowl of Wheaties every day. Man, I don't know of any other dish that packs so much flavor and satisfaction as a heaping big bowl of Wheaties. And those whole wheat flakes are just as delicious, just as nourishing in the afternoon as they are at breakfast time. So have a big bowl of Wheaties tomorrow afternoon.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.